Well, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to join this panel. Is the rate of change of GDP the best way to measure economic growth? So what do we mean by economic growth? The argument can quite easily become circular. Now, if I think back to the history, GDP developed slightly separately from the concept of national income accounting. They then were brought together. First year students of economics learned that output equals income equals expenditure, after we've done the sort of netting out that Jonathan mentioned. Now, that's true in money terms, but it's not really true in real terms. If you think of a country that buys imports and the price of imports that goes up, its GDP may well be completely unchanged, but its income, its real income, has certainly changed. So the concept of income diverges from the concept of GDP, and many of the things that people want GDP to be, an indicator of welfare, an economic indicator of well-being, quite distinct from a general indicator of well-being, are better done by measures of income, by measures of national income, which the ONS does produce already. One particularly important issue is that GDP is what it says, gross. Gross means growth of depreciation. Depreciation, as any business knows, is something that you have to put money aside to cover for. Businesses that ignore their depreciation, that hope it's not happening, are likely to go bust. Isn't it better, if we want to think of things that are welfare-related, to think on a net basis rather than a gross basis? That gives you a ready-made framework for incorporating a lot of the issues surrounding the use of natural resources, because to the extent that natural resources are depreciated, are exploited, are used up, that should and can be seen in the same way as economic depreciation of capital. So I would like to see more attention paid to the concept of national income. But you may well say, whose income? Who's getting the income? Do we worry about whether it's just the top 1% or the top 0.1%? Do we need to worry about the distribution of income? Now, Claire made the point that you need to make value judgments to do that, so what would I like to do? I'd like to look at the average rate of growth of each household's real income, and the value judgment I would then make would be that each household should be treated equally in this statistic. So a 2% increase in the income of a household in the top 0.1% is obviously a lot of money. That would have a lot of bearing on GDP as we conventionally measure it, or indeed national income as the ONS conventionally measures it. But if you treat each household equally, you would be giving that the same importance as an increase in 2% of a rather poor household. Now, you can produce perfectly coherent arguments that actually you should pay more attention to the poor people than to the rich people, but if you want something that's likely to be generally acceptable and easy to explain, then the concept of giving equal weight to each household's importance seems to me the way to go. And obviously there are questions about how you should do that, but it seems to me that if you want an indicator of changes in welfare, starting like that is probably an easier, simpler, more explicable way of doing it than devoting attention to measuring consumer surplus. Now, we had the example of gas use. One can think of all sorts of areas where consumer surplus arises, and no, we don't worry about them and aren't going to worry, or at least I haven't seen any national accountant statisticians worrying about them. Think of water. It costs almost nothing to use at the margin, but actually, faced with the choice of paying for the sort of last drop of water, we would probably offer rather a lot for it. So I would like to see more, in parallel with the updating of GDP, I would like to see attention being focused on income-related indicators, on welfare-related indicators that treat each household on an equal basis.